Classic Hits 107.1 CJCS FM. Good morning. I'm Jamie Caudill. Pleasure to have Pat McKenna on the line with Stratford Kiwanis Festival Performing Arts. And my goodness, we've got lots to talk about this morning. Good morning, Pat.
Good morning, Jamie. So nice to be on with you.
It is great to have you back on. Pat, we've got lots to talk about. First off, of course, the festival will be returning again for this year. That's the big news.
We are going back to live classes. We are actually going to benefit from the last 2 years of being virtual to give people their choice. They can either enter live or they can enter virtually.
Perfect. So that's great news moving forward with something like that. And there's some new categories being added for this year. Is that right?
Yes. We are trying to make the music that's handled in this festival more relevant to our young people. So we are going to continue to offer the classical music that's the backbone of the festival, but we're expanding the other categories that are offered, hopefully to capture what people are actually enjoying doing at home. The music that they like to listen to and the music that they like to perform.
So if they're hearing this, what's the best way to get in touch? Are you accepting submissions now?
Registrations are open, and we have an early bird pricing in place until January 16th. And the website is KiwanisFestivalStratford.com, and that will take you to our brand new online registration system. It's super easy, and all the new categories are laid out under syllabus, and they include things like world music, because there are all kinds of instruments other than just the classical European and Western music instruments, that we invite people to tell us what they like to play and what they might have learned growing up, and we will add a class in that.
It sounds great the way it's opening up even more, but this is such a big community event. It's a community happening. For those listening, so this will be the 95th annual festival that's coming up?
Well, you know, we have to play with the numbers a little bit. The festival started in 1927, and it continued even through the World War until we came to the pandemic. Then we canceled one. It was the first time in its history since 1927. So it's been going for 95 years or 96 years. But this is the 95th, I think, to be correct.
Fair enough. I know, with the pandemic, it kind of throws things a little bit, for sure. But, we're slowly getting out of it as best we can. Exactly. Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. So, again, the competitions happen in April, and then the big gala is coming up in May?
So there are two special events for people to keep track of. We're doing a benefit concert on Sunday, April the 2nd. Which will feature a couple of our adjudicators actually showing us what they can do. Mark Cassius, who's going to handle musical theater and pop voice, and James Westman, who's going to do classical voice for us, who is actually an alumnus of this festival.
Perfect. And then in May is the big gala.
Is the wrap-up finale concert, which we are very grateful that you're going to host for us again.
Oh, my pleasure.
Today, May the 5th.
So we look forward to it. So anything else you want folks to know with the Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts? Obviously, get your submissions in. Is there anything else we haven't covered?
We're so glad to be able to offer people the choice, and we hope that they will take full advantage of the ways that we are trying to make it relevant to you.
And what's the website for details there, Pat?
It's www.KiwanisFestivalStratford.com.
And you can also go to www.KiwanisFestivalStratford.ca. And again, 2023 information about the festival. The live entry deadline is Monday, January 23rd. But if you enter by Monday, January 16th, receive an early bird discount. Virtual entry deadline is Monday, March 27th. All right, Pat McKenna with Stratford Kiwanis Festival of the Performing Arts. It will be back again for this year. Even more categories, opening things up in person, and it's going to be terrific. Pat McKenna with all of the details. Thanks so much for this, Pat, and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, too. Thanks so much for the opportunity. Good talking to you.